from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That the Rams have already run 23 plays against that Dallas defense. Off the fake, Prescott throwing, wide open, making the catch is CeeDee Lamb.
So CeeDee Lamb is in the news. Morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Get you into the weekend on a cloudy and probably soon to be rainy Friday. Also, walking outside this morning, just
the humidity
hit
just hit
over
you in the face.
Head.
Yeah,
with the humidity, like horrendous humidity this morning. Maybe I don't know. Maybe that'll get better. Maybe we have to wait for it to rain first. I don't know.
I think that's the the remnants of like a hurricane or something coming.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're supposed to get Hurricane Debbie.
Is this what Florida feels like all the time?
Pretty
just
much
humid, sticky.
I think at least in the summer. I know that's what it feels like. I mean, we get our share of humidity here as well. So yeah, it might not be the greatest day for any outdoor activities. Stay inside and play some college football. I'm getting massive FOMO for not having the college football game right now.
You're gonna get it today, aren't you? Because you can't do anything outside today. Just do it. Why not? I'm gonna peer pressure you into it.
What are the odds I get it today? Well, I have to get the system. Like, I have the PS4.
Ooh.
You need the PlayStation 5. I was planning to get the PlayStation 5 eventually anyway, but I don't know. I was waiting more for the fall. You know, like, fall and more so the winter, you're inside more, you know, get it for that.
I'm really surprised they haven't made, like, a bundle. You know how they always do a system and a game together?
Yeah.
Like,
They are doing a bundle for the college football game and Madden.
Yeah, that's true. Because you can actually, if you're playing and you play like the Road to Glory in college football,
you can go right into
the
NFL.
You can export into Madden.
Interesting.
I mean, if your player's good enough, obviously. Like,
interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work yet, but they said that that's going to be a feature, I think.
Well, so. And part of the reason they bundled that, by the way, is because the college football game is so popular, being gone for 10 years, that nobody would buy Madden otherwise. Like, everyone's going to be busy playing the college football game. Nobody will buy Madden if they didn't bundle it. So I'm not even that big a college football fan. And the game, I don't know that I ever owned the game 10 years ago. But
you just played it? Like,
I've played it, yeah. I've played a lot of Madden. I mean, it can't be that different, right?
Although, I don't know. The gameplay itself
is pretty different.
It feels better. Like, it just feels more realistic, and it's,
yeah.
There's so much more attention to detail. Like, Madden's fallen off on that in the past however many years. But, like, every team is different. Every stadium's different. I mean, I don't know if you've seen it, but, for example, UCF, you know how you can see the rocket launches from UCF's stadium sometimes? Like, when SpaceX does a rocket launch, you can see that in real life. In the game, the announcers will every once in a while say, oh, there goes another rocket. Mm-hmm. And the camera in-game will pan up to a rocket going through the night sky. It's pretty crazy. I like the attention to detail in it. It's a lot different than Madden.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm into it. And the journey of, like, hey, let me go to Texas State first and build my resume before I go to, like, the big programs. Like, that's pretty cool. All right, so maybe what are the chances? 20%. There's, like, a 20% chance I get the game today.
That's going to be up to, like, 60 by the time you leave.
Mm.
I'm going to get you there.
I don't know. It'd be a good golf simulator day. No?
That you do that in the winter, too.
Yeah, but what's the difference? I do both in the winter.
You might as well just go do regular golf.
I do both in the winter. Regular golf today sounds horrendous for how humid it is out, and it's going to probably be raining all day. No, I'm not doing that. College football. How far away is college football? When's week zero? There's a game in Ireland always, right? Okay, we're still 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. Florida State and Georgia Tech will play August 24th at noon in Ireland. So we'll have that in a couple of weeks. 803-0550 is the phone number. We came in with that CeeDee Lamb highlight. The latest receiver drama in the NFL is revolved around CeeDee Lamb and also Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, who the Cowboys are this weird entity right now where they are the biggest brand in the sport. They attract all sorts of players. Von Miller admitted, before I think he had even played a game for the Bills, admitted that he wanted to go to Dallas and that he would have taken less from the Cowboys to go play for Dallas, and was still wondering if he made the right decision when he was on the plane ride to Buffalo. The Cowboys have this allure, but they have an owner that I feel like more and more is just too old school when it comes to paying players. And it hasn't cost him yet. That needs to be pointed out. Like, they have not. I'm trying to think. Has there been a big name guy that they've missed out on because of their weird contract money type of policies and philosophies? Maybe Amari Cooper.
They lost Tony
would be
Pollard.
The example. They lost Tony Pollard as a running back, yeah. But Cooper might be the name. Cooper was already paid, but that was a weird one. Maybe it's a little different. But Prescott, they've now done this twice with, where Dak, a few years ago, wanted the big quarterback contract like they all do and they all get. Jared Goff just got one. Tua just got one. Trevor Lawrence. Everybody gets their money. For some reason, Dak has had to wait longer than any other quarterback. And now it's happening again to him, where he's going into a contract year and Prescott is wanting to get paid. And he's not the only one. Micah Parsons is going to want to get paid soon, and he's already talked about that. And Lamb, CeeDee Lamb, who is already in the fifth-year option of his deal. He is in the final year of his contract. He is 25 years old, and he is coming off a season of 135 receptions, 1,700 yards, and 12 touchdowns. He is one of the league's premier wide receivers. One of the best in the sport. And there is no reason that I can see not to pay him. And yet, what did we get from Jerry Jones yesterday? Jerry Jones does a media scrum outside of Cowboys training camp and gets asked about contract talks with CeeDee Lamb. And Jerry Jones says, quote, "I don't have any urgency to get it done." Imagine saying that. On one hand, I can respect that there's a guy out there in the league, an owner out there in the league that talks all the time and just, you know, shoots from the hip. That gives you interesting thoughts, gives you honest opinions, I can get down with that on some level, but you also get a view into some of the dumb things, and I feel like this is one of those. Why in the world would you not have any urgency to get it done? And then CeeDee Lamb sees the tweet, and just a simple quote tweet of LOL, period.
Did you see what Micah Parsons did, too?
What did Micah Parsons do?
He retweeted the quote, and he was like, okay, kind of in agreement with CeeDee Lamb.
Sure, right? How could you not be? How do you not have any urgency to get a contract done with a guy who just led the league in receptions and had almost 1,800 yards through the air? Wild. So, listen, I do not think he will eventually be traded. I think what ends up happening here, maybe this is Jerry Jones, you know, ego on display here, more than it even is like, oh, some bygone philosophy of, well, you don't pay players until you have to. Because they'll have the franchise tag. And Lamb, as his contract expires at the end of the year, they can tag him technically twice. Two more years of control. So it might be an ego thing. It might be Jerry Jones thinking, CeeDee Lamb, you're not leaving the Cowboys. You're not bypassing on the opportunity to wear this uniform, to wear this star and this helmet, because you become a bigger star when you're a Cowboy. It does happen that way. You got to give it to him for not winning a darn thing for 30 years. They constantly churn out star players, big names. And like their brand does that. They are the team that is talked about the most on TV. They are the team that's talked about the most on national radio. They are the team that's on primetime the most, right? They are the team that gets more of their players' broadcast jobs in retirement than any other team by far. Think of that. Everyone, all the former Cowboys get a crack at it. Tony Romo is in the booth right now for CBS. Aikman's in the booth. Emmett Smith had a turn at the booth. Michael Irvin was on TV for 20 years. Everybody gets a shot at it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everybody. The Cowboys, there's a value. Jerry Jones would think there's a value to playing here. So you're not leaving. You're not doing anything. But it is fun to dream about him actually saying, okay, yeah, you think I'll never leave, Jerry? Watch this. Because I'll be honest, I wanted to believe for a year that Brandon Ayuk would actually get out of San Francisco. And there always was this little reminder of, no, he's not leaving. It's just a contract thing. He's just trying to get his money. All of this is trying to gain leverage. But now we've arrived at a point where it actually feels like Ayuk is getting traded. It would be surprising to me at this point if he didn't. And maybe Lamb could arrive at the same destination. All that, though, like, I saw Bills fans tweeting about Lamb yesterday, and it's disappointing that this Lamb thing's happening now, but Ayuk too, that the Bills are in this spot where they can't afford to make a trade like that right now. They might want to, and I'm sure they would know the worth of, you plug in a CeeDee Lamb to your offense with Josh Allen, and like, watch out. Holy cow. The combination that could be. Like, draft that dude number one in fantasy if he ever ends up on the Buffalo Bills. But they can't. The money isn't there. So, you know, the preseason's getting going tomorrow. The season's about to start. No, I don't think people want to spend a lot of time on like what their next number one receiver move is. But it is something that I think about a lot. Like, what's the next move? Because I've said a few times on this show that they are set up next offseason to go get the next Brandon Ayuk. The next time a player like that, a legit number one receiver, hits the market, the Bills will be in a much, much better spot to go get that guy in 12 months or 9 months, whenever the offseason kicks in next year. They'll be in a good position for that. It doesn't seem like Ayuk, though, will be available. He's going to get traded now. And wherever he gets traded, he's going to sign. So in a year, he's not one of your options, or at least shouldn't be. I saw that Lamb tweet yesterday, and my first thought was, guys, not yet. Please, not yet. Cool it. Take a chill pill. Don't let it get ugly now. Get ugly in a year. You know, Lamb's elite. I would dream of him somehow becoming available and the Bills landing him. It would be incredible. Not yet, dude. Don't get out of there yet. Because if it gets real ugly now, and I don't think it will. I think it's almost a 0% chance he's going to get out now. But just chill. Because if you and the owner start trading barbs back and forth, and it gets ugly, I'm not ready for you. If I'm Brandon Bean, I'm saying, I'm not ready for you. Let it happen in a year. Let it happen at the beginning of next offseason, where it gets so ugly that the Cowboys do what? Like, again, it's even hard for me to see them doing it in a year. I love the player. I love the idea. I love the dream about it. What would have to happen? What would really have to happen? Because they've got 3-star players that they're all going to have to pay. And they've got a head coach that I kind of feel like is just, he's just waiting to be fired. Mike McCarthy, I think, is just waiting to be fired. And they're in a weird spot. Like, they are the Cowboys, and I do want to relate this to the Bills, because there's another receiver that I think you should spend more time thinking about as an idea for the Bills, not even next offseason, maybe in the middle of this season, that's more realistic than CeeDee Lamb. I'll get to that in a second. But on the Cowboys, and like, what are the odds Lamb could actually ever become available? By the way, I don't know if I have this right. I think the Bills, because of the way the cap works, and, you know, once the salaries are half paid and the cap hits are lower midway through the year, I think like there would be more available to them at the trade deadline at wide receiver. Like, I don't know that they could fit Lamb in. Might be close. Maybe they could. But they might be able to. If you look at the Cowboys' build, Dak is up. Lamb's about to be up. Parsons is about to be up. McCarthy is waiting to be fired. Like, what's the move there? What's the future there? They're kind of built like This is it. You three, you four. The coach, the quarterback, the receiver, the pass rusher. They're built like, hey, we could blow it up. We're not tied to any of you. Our four most important people underneath the owner, we're not tied to any of you. And if you go out there and you disappoint again, whether that's missing the playoffs entirely or, you know, replicating what they did last year, which was a great regular season, and then they got to they couldn't beat a lot of good teams. They were the NFC's version of the Dolphins a little bit, and then they got to the playoffs and they got smacked 48-32 by the Green Bay Packers. What happens if that happens again?
Were they banking on Trey Lance to become something?
I don't think so.
I mean, they trade for a young quarterback that was drafted high, and if he becomes something, you don't have to worry about Dak leaving because you have another guy in the system.
Yeah, here's the it's tough. Like, I was a Trey Lance fan. He hasn't played though. This actually gets to my second part of the point. Like, that's a question I'd be willing to ask if this was any other team, any old team. The Cowboys, though, I can't ever see them saying, let's tear it down and let's go through a little rebuild here. They're the Dallas Cowboys. They're not doing that. Are they drafting a rookie quarterback to replace Dak Prescott? And what? They're going to go young and cheap and start to build it back? Like, you could even look at it from Jerry Jones' age perspective. Is Jerry Jones, who is still calling the shots, he's still the GM, he's running the team at 81 years old. I don't know much how longer he thinks he's going to do that. He's going to go young like that? I can't see it. They have a trillion-dollar stadium that they're going to want to fill every game and have the best product possible. They're a different animal. So that's kind of why I don't actually think Lamb will ever become available to the Bills. I don't think he'll ever get there. They'll go through their drama, and if Lamb feels so offended by the way things have gone that he demands out, then we could have the conversation. But I'm not thinking CeeDee Lamb is ever becoming available. Real quick, I want to get to our AFC East conversation when we come back. Where do the Bills stack up at each position compared to the others in the division? The receiver that I actually think, and I did mention this last week maybe while we were at training camp, the receiver that I actually think could become available, that's an idea for the Bills down the road once they have more cap space, and if they still feel like, you know, or if they would want then to feel like they need a number one wide receiver or want a number one wide receiver, keep an eye on Seattle. Keep an eye on Seattle. Metcalf makes sense. DK Metcalf, next offseason will be going into the final year of his contract. And he will be 27 years old. And Seattle, it might depend on how their season goes. I can see their season going poorly. Geno Smith at quarterback. They have a really bad offensive line. They're kind of hitting the reset button with a new head coach in Mike McDonald. Like, that's even maybe a deadline idea. If the Seahawks, and I think the Bills would have an easier time. I know they would. That's how the cap works. They would have an easier time as a deadline move than now. Now I don't even think they could really do it. Metcalf, who will have 1 year left on his contract next year, and will want an extension, no doubt. If the Seahawks season is going off the rails, or they're just bad, and you reach deadline time, and they're like 3-5, 3-6, and maybe they've switched quarterbacks, right? There's some talk Sam Howell could get in there eventually during the year. I could see him getting traded. That one, to me, way more realistic of an idea than CeeDee Lamb. If you're out there daydreaming about CeeDee Lamb, like, I understand, he's an elite receiver. I think DK Metcalf is way more likely to get traded in the next 12 months than CeeDee Lamb is. 803-0550 is the phone number. Where do the Bills stack up position by position in the AFC East. They're in a transition year. How much do they actually fall behind the other teams in the division outside of quarterback? We'll get to that when we come back. Jody Biasi, Jeremy White is off today. We'll have Adam Krautwurz coming up at 8 o'clock to talk some fantasy. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.